right, welcome to another edition of the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is December 13th, 2007. And today we're going to have open lines, lots of news to get into. And if you'd like to call into the show and comment on anything that we're going to cover on today's program, that number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And some of the news I'd like to get into, we of course have this news from the Associated Press, these seven Miami men that were accused of plotting to join forces with Al-Qaeda to blow up the Sears Tower. They were let off. One was acquitted. The other six, there was a mistrial declared for them, and the jury just ended up in a deadlock. And essentially, we had in this case, you had the FBI provocateur this whole thing. And these are the Liberty City Seven. John Stewart made a whole big joke about this whole situation. They had a press conference with Alberto Gonzalez, and they basically said, oh, well, we don't have any evidence that they were actually going to carry out these bombings. It was more aspirational than operational. So it was a completely provocateur event. And the jury didn't buy the Fed's case that they were actually terrorists. So we're going to get into that story. Very important story there. Let's see what else we have here. Well, we had this big European Union news. The EU treaty was signed by all the leaders of the EU nation states. And they're trying to avoid a popular vote for this EU treaty, which is essentially practically the same thing that the EU constitution was that failed. Okay, and then they propose this EU treaty that's basically a watered-down version of the EU constitution that failed via a vote by the French and the Dutch, who decided that they weren't going to approve it. So it's interesting that they're trying to bring this back into the fold and essentially approve the EU constitution only in a different form. More wired down version, but still the same material applies to this treaty as did the constitution. So again, it's about centralization of power. So we'll get into that story. Some of our news stories. Hank Paulson is stressing economic interdependence with China, which is just completely insane. Some of our news. Oh yeah, I got this video clip that I'm going to play, well, actually an audio clip of Hillary Clinton talking about Iran several years ago at Princeton University. And this woman sounds just like George W. Bush with her rhetoric, saying that Iran is this threat that we have to deal with, that no option should be taken off the table. So I'm going to play that clip. I'm going to tie it into some of these news stories coming out of Israel. Israel is still promoting the Iran threat, saying they may have nuclear weapons by 2010. Of course, that echoes what the Council of Foreign Relations has been saying in some of their published documents. So we'll talk about Iran, and we'll play that clip. I also have some other news I'm going to get into. Mitt Romney wants to buy Clear Channel. That's an interesting news story. And what else do we have here? Court backs California greenhouse gas limits. Some more news on global warming. And I just got a bunch of news. I'm just going to try to get into as much of this news as I can. Got some vaccination news from Merck. Merck apparently, I guess they recalled all these vaccines for children. And that's an Associated Press article I'd like to get into as well. But the vaccines are good for them. They're good for us. And no, they're not a health threat. Nothing to worry about there. So we'll cover all this news and more. We have to break. We'll be back with all this news and more. Stay tuned.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Back to With Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's get into this first news story. Miami men accused of terror plot acquitted. And this is from the Associated Press. This has to do with the Liberty City 7, these so-called terrorists that operate out of a warehouse, and they could not convict them because the whole situation was provocateured by an FBI informant. And let me read from the article. Says here, one of seven Miami men accused of plotting to join forces with Al-Qaeda to blow up Chicago's Sears Tower was acquitted Thursday, and a mistrial was declared for the six others after the federal jury deadlocked. Federal prosecutor Richard Gregory said the government plans to retry the six next year. The Bush administration had seized on the case to illustrate the dangers of homegrown terrorism and trumpet the government's post-September 11th success in infiltrating and smashing terrorism plots in their earliest stages. Now, later in the article, it gets into how the whole thing was provocateured by this FBI informant. And all this was admitted when this came out, when this first became public. John Stewart made the whole thing to be a big joke because it was so ridiculous. They didn't have any explosives. They didn't have any weapons. The only thing that happened was that an FBI informant approached this group of men that hung out in a warehouse and said that we'll give you $50,000 to blow up the Sears Tower. A clear cut case of entrapment and provocateuring this whole situation. And so they offer the $50,000 to these guys, and they're thinking, oh, we'll just con this guy out of the money. He's giving us $50,000 to blow up this tower. We don't have any explosives. We don't have anything. And so we're going to con this guy out of the $50,000. And so they took the $50,000, and then the feds came in and arrested them and said, oh, we just stopped this terrorist group from attacking the Sears Tower, when everything was provocateured by the feds. It says here in the article, prosecutors said the Liberty City 7, so named because they operated out of a warehouse in Miami's blighted Liberty City section, swore allegiance to Al-Qaeda and hoped to forge an alliance to carry out bombings against America's tallest skyscraper, the FBI's Miami office, and our federal buildings. The group never actually made contact with Al-Qaeda. Instead, a paid FBI informant known as Brother Muhammad posed as an Al-Qaeda emissary, so that there wasn't even any involvement with any Al-Qaeda group. It was all staged. The defense portrayed these seven men as hapless figures who were either manipulated and entrapped by the FBI or went along with the plot to con Muhammad out of $50,000. And you literally had, it back in 2006, when this whole thing went down, you had Alberto Gonzalez getting up there in front of the press, and him and I think it was the FBI director. They said that this whole situation, that it wasn't even operational. It was more aspirational than operational. There were no weapons or explosives. They had to admit to that. And there was no evidence to indicate that these people were any sort of threat or any sort of terrorist threat to society. So the whole thing was staged in order to provide this event that the media and the government could use to say, look, there's a terrorist threat out there, and we're dealing with this terrorist threat, even though the whole thing was staged. Because, as I've said before on this program, and I'm sure other Patriot hosts on this network repeat the same thing that I'm talking about here right now, but the war on terror, it's a complete fraud. Because, first of all, if there was a real war on terror, our borders would be sealed, and we wouldn't have this invasion of illegal aliens just walking into our nation. So they have to come up with these staged incidents. The Fort Dix 6 is another incident as well that just reeked of provocateurs and being set up by the feds. So they could say that there's this terror threat, we dealt with it, the war on terror is real, go back to sleep. So this was a major defeat for the federal government, and they're going to attempt to retry these people. But I don't think they'll be that successful. This is a clear-cut case of provocateuring by the federal government. Let's move on to another news story. Let's see here. Paulson stresses economic interdependence. And this one is from the Chinese website, Chinese news agency, Xinhua. And it says here, U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson stressed Wednesday the economic interdependence between the United States and China, and warned against rising protectionist sentiment. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the third China-U.S. Strategic Economic Dialogue, Paulson said, there is hardly an issue from trade to product safety to climate change where American and Chinese economic interests do not overlap. The U.S.-China relationship has become central to each nation's interests and to maintaining a stable, secure, and prosperous global system, he said. So you have Paulson saying that we have to have interdependence with the Chinese economy in order to have a stable, secure, and prosperous global system. And again, what we have here is just another case where these globalists, these elitists that have taken over our government, are trying to push forward this global system, this global system of interdependence. And this is, of course, an extremely dangerous precedent to set. Now, we're kind of in the position where we kind of have to consider these things because of the fact that China has over $1 trillion of our Federal Reserve notes, and they could just dump those Federal Reserve notes onto the open market and send the value of the U.S. dollar into a tailspin. But what we should really be looking at, instead of considering these things, I mean, the elites think they have to consider this. But really what we should be doing is, as I've said many times on the show before, we have to look at establishing an honest monetary system, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, and looking at real tangible issues from a national level. I mean, I don't think there are a lot of people out here that would go out there and say, well, yeah, we need to fully trust the Chinese. I think that's dangerous. But here you have our Treasury Secretary stressing that we need to have economic interdependence with China. Well, considering they have all our manufacturing jobs now and all of our Federal Reserve notes, you know, that's what Paulson is trying to push for, interdependence. And it's going to get to a point where the Chinese are just going to have enough and they're just going to dump these Federal Reserve notes and send our dollar into an absolute tailspin. So that's some very disconcerting news from Henry Paulson talking about economic interdependence with China. I'm certainly not very crazy about that. Let's go on to this clip that I wanted to play. This is Hillary Clinton, and this deals with Iran. This is Hillary Clinton speaking to Princeton University about Iran and the threat of Iran, and she actually says in this clip that she believes that no option should be taken off the table. It's a very dangerous precedent to set, and she sounds just like George W. Bush. So if there's anybody out there listening to this show that is considering voting for Hillary Clinton, I'm sure that's in the vast minority out there. You know, I mean, I doubt anybody really listening to the show is seriously considering voting for Hillary Clinton. But there are new listeners that come to this network, and I want to play this clip. And this just shows that there is no difference between George W. Bush and Hillary Clinton in terms of their policy towards Iran. And I'm not exactly sure when this clip was taken, but it was a few years ago before the NIE report came out that that said that the Iran nuclear weapons program was stopped in 2003. So it's a very interesting clip. So without further ado, here it is. Here's Hillary Clinton talking about Iran.
The new president of Iran has made a series of incendiary, outrageous comments questioning the Holocaust, calling for Israel to be wiped off the map, even hoping for the death of Ariel Sharon. Now he is moving to create his own nuclear reality in line with his despicable rewriting of history. He has walked away from international negotiations with Europe. He has announced Iran's intention to defy the United Nations and broken the seals on nuclear facilities to resume the enrichment of uranium that could be used for nuclear weapons. I believe that we lost critical time in dealing with Iran because the White House chose to downplay the threats and to outsource the negotiations. I don't believe you face threats like Iran or North Korea by outsourcing it to others and standing on the sidelines. But let's be clear about the threat we face now. A nuclear Iran is a danger to Israel, to its neighbors, and beyond. The regime's pro-terrorist, anti-American, and anti-Israel rhetoric only underscores the urgency of the threat it poses. U.S. policy must be clear and unequivocal. We cannot and should not, must not, permit Iran to build or acquire nuclear weapons. In order to prevent that...
Okay, we're about to break, so I'm going to finish up the clip on our side. The woman is absolutely insane. But anyway, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm going to reload this clip of Hillary Clinton talking about Iran since we got cut off at the commercial. Again, this clip is of Hillary Clinton talking to Princeton University. It runs about 2 minutes long. I want to play the whole thing in its entirety to give the full effect of what she's saying. And essentially, in this clip, she sounds just like George W. So if we elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States, she's going to have absolutely no problem bombing Iran and engaging Iran in some sort of military action. And when you consider that the Council on Foreign Relations, they're writing documents now and publishing articles saying that, oh, we can wait until 2010 to deal with Iran. We can wait a few years. We can engage them in diplomacy. We have a couple years. We have a window. Meanwhile, you still have Israel saying all these crazy things, how, oh, Iran is still a threat. They're trying to have Israel go out there and continue to paint Iran as this crazy threat. Meanwhile, they're saying, okay, well, maybe we can hold off on it. But we want to make sure that the threat of Iran is out there and that people are aware that Iran is still a threat, even though the NIE report refutes all of that. In 2003, it stated in the NIE report that they no longer had a nuclear weapons program. They abandoned it. So anyway, let me play the clip. Here we go. Here is Hillary Clinton one more time.
President of Iran, has made a series of incendiary, outrageous comments questioning the Holocaust, calling for Israel to be wiped off the map, even hoping for the death of Ariel Sharon. Now he is moving to create his own nuclear reality in line with his despicable rewriting of history. He has walked away from international negotiations with Europe. He has announced Iran's intention to defy the United Nations and broken the seals on nuclear facilities to resume the enrichment of uranium that could be used for nuclear weapons. I believe that we lost critical time in dealing with Iran because the White House chose to downplay the threats and to outsource the negotiations. I don't believe you face threats like Iran or North Korea by outsourcing it to others and standing on the sidelines. But let's be clear about the threat we face now. A nuclear Iran is a danger to Israel, to its neighbors, and beyond. The regime's pro-terrorist, anti-American, and anti-Israel rhetoric only underscores the urgency of the threat it poses. U.S. policy must be clear and unequivocal. We cannot and should not, must not, permit Iran to build or acquire nuclear weapons. In order to prevent that from occurring, we must have more support vigorously and publicly expressed by China and Russia, and we must move as quickly as feasible for sanctions in the United Nations. And we cannot take any option off the table in sending a clear message to the current leadership of Iran that they will not be permitted to acquire nuclear weapons.
Okay, that's the clip. Basically, what you have here is that you have Hillary Clinton endorsing the same point of view that George W. Bush holds towards Iran. I mean, she uses the same rhetoric. No option off the table. We can't afford to have Iran acquire nuclear weapons. And why? Can you please tell me why? I mean, Russia, China, India, Pakistan, all of these other nations have nuclear weapons. So why is Iran such a problem? It's fairly obvious. I mean, because they want to take over Iran's resources and they want to use Iran as another stepping stone to get their new world order. It has nothing to do with giving the Iranians democracy or spreading freedom or any of this other nonsense that these neoconservatives on talk radio and throughout our government and media could continue to say. It has nothing to do with any of that. And again, it's obvious, judging from the media coverage that her campaign has gotten, that she is going to be the chosen candidate, the chosen preferred candidate for the military-industrial complex to be the next president of the United States, because she's going to have absolutely no problem going into Iran and doing what needs to be done for these people. And it's incredibly disturbing. And in order to sell the whole phony left-right political paradigm fraud, when she was talking about Iran, how Iran was such a threat, she was saying that Bush took his eye off of the real threat, which is Iran, and it spent too much time focusing on Iraq. So it's a perfect tag team thing they got going on here. Yeah, Bush is going to take care of Iraq. Then when Hillary gets in, then she's going to take care of Iran. And I think the original plan here was for Bush to go in and invade Iran, using Iraq and Afghanistan as a stepping stone. But I think they overplayed their hand, and they're starting to back off from that, which I think is good, and it's encouraging. Because the last thing we need is a war with Iran. And if we have war with Iran, the CFR, Hugo Chavez, and a bunch of people, Ron Paul, they've said that we have $200 a barrel oil, and we cannot afford that. Our economy can't afford that. We have to break again. More news on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's dive into some more news. I really want to cover this particular news story regarding the European Union Treaty. I think this one is really important. And let me read from this particular news article. This one's from Bloomberg. And on my website, roguegovernment.com, I posted a number of stories that cover this European Union Treaty news. And it's very interesting because this EU treaty represents nothing more than centralization of control. It represents the European Union and these oligarchs trying to circumvent the whole system as a whole, because the EU constitution got voted down by the French and the Dutch. So they don't want a repeat of that. So now what they're trying to do is they're trying to pass this treaty, which essentially covers a lot of the main points that the Constitution tried to implement. But this time around, they want to avoid any referendums on this particular treaty. Instead, they want to have the parliaments ratify it versus a national referendum via a popular vote, which I think is not a good thing for the people of Europe. And I look at the European Union. I mean, they had these parties celebrating the 50th anniversary of the European Union, and you know, nobody showed up for them because people are interested in regaining their national sovereignty. They don't want to be part of this European Union, the average everyday person in Europe. They want to regain their national sovereignty from this EU. Just like here in the United States, we want to regain our sovereignty from the United Nations, from this upcoming North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership that is the foundational building block for this North American Union. So, I mean, the same thing that is happening here, it's happened over in Europe, but it's much more advanced over there. And they formed the European Union over a long period of time. What they're doing with the North American Union is they're trying to implement it in a much faster period of time. So it's very interesting to see the parallels between them. But anyway, back to the EU treaty. Let me read from this Bloomberg article. It says here, European Union leaders signed a new governing treaty with most countries planning parliamentary ratification to escape the popular votes that doomed the EU constitution. The leaders set a January 2009 deadline for all 27 countries to ratify the reform treaty, which streamlines the EU's decision-making machinery and creates the post of full-time president, which will probably be Tony Blair. A veto in any country would quash the treaty. Europe has finally overcome the political and institutional impasse, which has curtailed its ability to act, Portuguese Prime Minister José Socrates said at the signing ceremony at a monastery in Lisbon today. Only Ireland is legally bound to putting the treaty to a referendum, as the EU seeks to avoid a repeat of the no votes in France and the Netherlands that killed the constitution in 2005 and plunged the bloc into institutional gridlock. Opponents geared up for the campaign in Ireland, which voted down the EU's current rulebook in 2001, only to back it a year later. Support for the reform treaty was running at 25% in late October, with 13% against and 62% undecided, according to an Irish Times poll. And basically, as I said in my opening statements about this, that they're trying to circumvent any sort of national referendum on this EU treaty. And apparently the treaty, it gives a president with a 2.5-year term. It strengthens the bloc's foreign policy envoy, bolsters the EU's crime-fighting powers. I mean, that can't be good. That's essentially saying that the European Union is going to have an enhanced police state to control and to suppress the European people. And I guess it all says here it would enhance the role of the democratically elected European Parliament. And basically what it does, it just advances the European Union. It centralizes more control. It's, from what I've been seeing with different reports, it's just a watered-down version of the European Constitution, which was voted down. So the people didn't want the European Constitution to begin with. So what they're doing now is they're just taking the Constitution, they're calling it a treaty now, changing a few things around and repackaging it, and then saying, oh, well this time it's a treaty, and we don't have to have a referendum on this. There's going to be no national referendum on this particular treaty. The parliaments are just going to approve it and ratify this treaty. So it's easier for them to get this thing through. And unfortunately, you know, judging from the history of the European Union and how they've been advancing this globalist agenda for some time now, it looks as if they're going to be successful in getting this treaty passed. And I sincerely hope that does not happen. You know, I'm firmly against all these different globalist institutions. I mean, the European Union has been one of the institutions that has really been going after this whole carbon credit system and convincing people that we need to implement this thing. You had one of the EU legislators, he said recently that, oh, we need a global carbon credit system. That's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. And then you have the meeting in Bali, Indonesia, where they're holding this major conference on climate change. They wouldn't allow scientists that disagreed with the whole man-made carbon emission climate change theory. They didn't let them into the summit, which kind of tells you what the agenda is. They don't want to look at the facts. They just want to look at the propaganda and what works best to further their agenda for this carbon credit system, which will in turn help them form their new world order. So it's very disturbing, and this is not good news at all. So we'll see what happens with this whole European Union treaty. I am going to write an article on this after the program. That will be up my website, roguegovernment.com. I'm also going to write an article on this terror plot of those seven guys in the warehouse, the Liberty – what was the term that they used? The Liberty City 7, and how they got off because of that provocateur so-called terror group. It was provocateur completely by the feds. So I should have a couple articles, original articles on those two stories with my analysis up on roguegovernment.com later tonight after the show. So I encourage you to check it out. Let's go on to some other news here. Let's see. Court-backed California greenhouse gas limits. And this is from Reuters. California's landmark law requiring cuts in greenhouse gas emissions may stand. A federal court judge in Fresno, California ruled on Wednesday, rejecting arguments by car makers that federal law should preempt the state's effort. Now, I agree that the state should be making decisions like this. However, I don't agree with the premise of capping greenhouse gas emissions. Because as I've said on the show many times before, this is just a precursor to implement their carbon credit system. They're going to have their carbon credit system in order to limit what small businesses and what medium-sized businesses can do in terms of their operations. Because the big multinational corporations, they'll be able to deal with this carbon credit system just fine. They have the resources and the financial means to deal with these different regulations and rules that the federal government, and for that matter, these regional government institutions are going to be implementing. That's why these big multinational corporations push for excessive regulations and push for more rules and more control, because it gives them more power, because they know it's going to put smaller competitors out of business, and it makes them buyout targets. It furthers their control over different economic sectors. And that's really what's disturbing about this whole thing. So I'm completely against any of these greenhouse gas limits. I mean, the whole thing about global warming is completely unproven with man-made carbon emissions. You got the sun getting warmer. So the whole thing just stinks to high heaven. But they continue this whole fraud because it's an agenda. It's an agenda of global enslavement. And these people are hell-bent at achieving their goals of a new world order where they have a few people at the top and a lower class of serfs and slaves that are entrapped into this financial matrix. And actually, it's not just a financial matrix. I mean, the economic system itself is a matrix. But you have the media, you have all this stuff, these governments, all this propaganda. And literally, Americans, and for that matter, many people in the Western world are living in a matrix. Because, I mean, the whole economic system is based off fraud. You have liars in the government, liars in the media that paint a perception of reality that isn't so. Their perception of reality is warped because they are led to believe, based off of all of these TV programs, the news, and what have you, that reality is a certain way, even though it's the exact opposite of what they portray. And the war on terror is a perfect example. This global warming fraud is another example. But again, it's about an agenda they're trying to push, and that agenda represents nothing more than total dehumanization and enslavement. Let's go on to this one. Merck recalls children's vaccines. This is another article that I have on my website, roguegovernment.com. This one is from the Associated Press. It says here, more than a million doses of a common vaccine given to babies as young as 2 months was being recalled Wednesday because of contamination risk. But the top U.S. health official said it was not a health threat. Oh, so these vaccines, there's no health threat even though there are contamination risks. That makes a whole lot of sense. And it goes on to say, the recalls for 1.2 million doses of the vaccine for Hib, which protects against meningitis, Yeah, meningitis, and other serious infections, and a combination vaccine for Hib and hepatitis B. Guess also protects against pneumonia. I missed that one. So it protects against meningitis, pneumonia, and other serious infections. Okay. It goes on to say, the vaccine is recommended for all children under 5 and is usually given in a 3-shot series starting at 2 months. Drug maker Merck and Company, which announced the recall after testing showed a sterilization problem in a Pennsylvania factory, said concerned parents should contact their child's doctor. The potential for contamination of any individual vaccine is low, said Merck spokeswoman Kelly Doherty. Okay, well, I don't know if I necessarily believe Merck, considering their track record, and all these pharmaceutical companies. I mean, my thoughts on these pharmaceutical companies is that, first of all, you have all these illnesses and ailments, and what these pharmaceutical companies do is that they provide things that just treat the symptoms, and the drugs, they have all these side effects, so I mean, the side effects of the drugs are actually worse than the actual ailment, and so you have all these side effects, so you're constantly ill. Well, when you continue to take more and more of these drugs and these vaccines, I mean, all the crap that they put in these things, it's crazy. And why is it that the level of mercury in these vaccines have just skyrocketed in the past 20 years or so? These pharmaceutical companies are basically poisoning our children with these vaccines. They're poisoning us when we become adults and become older through their all their drugs and their medicines that are supposed to help us, when in fact they just treat an ailment and give us all these side effects to the drugs that are actually worse than the original ailment. So I really don't trust any of these drug companies or these pharmaceutical companies, because they're just looking to make a profit. And cures to diseases, they are not profitable. Okay, they're not profitable. If Merck said, okay, we have a cure for scurvy, which is vitamin C, okay? Let's just say Merck said, okay, hey, look, we developed this drug, it's vitamin C. Okay, and this cures scurvy. That wouldn't be very profitable, because after everybody was cured of scurvy, I mean, you won't be selling as much of the cure. You'd be selling less and less of it as more and more people get cured. So it's not profitable. But if people are continually sick, there's more profits. So that's really what's going on here. So I don't trust these pharmaceutical companies at all. And if they're saying that this vaccine or these vaccines that are given to babies, they don't have a contamination risk, and they're, oh, don't, hey, no, nothing to see here. It's okay. I just don't believe them. They shouldn't be trusted. Let's see what other news we have here. Let's see. Mitt Romney to buy Clear Channel. This is an interesting one. This is on Lou Rockwell's website, lourockwell.com. And according to this article from Chris Bruner, and I'll just read from it, but just to preface it, according to this article, Mitt Romney's private equity firm, Bain Capital, and Thomas H. Lee Partners, they've agreed to pay in a leveraged buyout agreement with Clear Channel Communications. So they're actually trying to buy Clear Channel, which has all of these full-power AM and FM radio stations across the United States. They have over 30 TV stations. I mean, they're a major media conglomerate. And let me read from Chris's article. What would it cost to buy the support of just about every nationally syndicated neocon talk show host in America? About $19.5 billion, which is what Mitt Romney's private equity firm Bain Capital and Thomas H. Lee Partners have agreed to pay in a leveraged buyout agreement with Clear Channel Communications, the largest radio station owner in the country. Clear Channel owns over 1,100 full-power AM, FM, and shortwave radio stations, 12 radio channels on XM satellite radio, and more than 30 TV stations in the United States. Premier Radio Networks, which is the largest syndication company in the United States, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Clear Channel and is home to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and many others. Sean Hannity recently signed a large multi-market contract with Clear Channel as well. So now you have Mitt Romney's private equity firm getting involved with potentially owning Clear Channel Communications in some form. Now, isn't that quite the coincidence that right before the presidential elections, that there's a push to get into Clear Channel Communications from Bain Capital, which is Mitt Romney's private equity firm. And that's not good, because I really do not want to see Mitt Romney get elected. Here's a guy who was introduced by George Herbert Walker Bush in a recent speech. And I believe that speech, it was broadcast on C-SPAN, but I believe that speech was actually at the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library. Now, to me, that sounds like it's a form of an endorsement from George Herbert Walker Bush. Kind of like a George W. Bush light. It's crazy. So we can't trust Mitt Romney as far as we can throw him. With such a thing happening. And we have to break. More news on our side. Stay tuned.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we have a caller on the line. Bill from Idaho, you're on the air.
Yeah, good for you. As usual, excellent stuff. I would hope that you would have a blessed and a very wonderful Christmas. I have to understand or appreciate that, you know, some of your audience is a little bit younger and newer at this than thee, and so necessarily, as powerful as this evidentiary documentation is, and I'd only plead to the new as well as the older audience that they have their recording equipment going, because it is grand jury testimony as we speak, that you would be able to incorporate a little bit more of the connective dots of the history, considering the entities that you're dealing with. I'd only mention that in regard to your last story strand, in regard to Merck. If you go back to Merck and really look at all the dots, you can research it all the way back to I.G. Farben. And that's a hard pill for the newer people to take, but that's how long this thing has been going on and how powerful this criminal spiritual warfare is. So I thank you.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, the New World Order is just such a huge subject, and you know, I have 1 hour of radio, and every day I come across these news stories, and I try to cover them as well as I can, but it's sometimes it's difficult to connect all the dots, like you said, but you know, I try the best I can.
And you do an excellent job. I'd only mention that maybe you'd allow that 1 hour that you have to maybe link over maybe to Mr. Bishop on the weekend and reprise his history in regard to the discussion with Pastor. Your audience has already been over that and through that. But considering that the station is getting so much broader listenership and coverage, I would think that you'd be able to synergize your efforts by incorporating some of those other hosts that have covered some of their agents in a collateral stream of history. Make it easier for the newer people that can't quite believe what they're listening to be able to appreciate and develop their own research strands and look it up for themselves so that they can be as valiant a witness as yourself. But bless you and thank you very much. You and your family have a blessed and a Merry Christmas, okay?
All right, thanks, Bill. I appreciate the call. And, no, I absolutely agree. I mean, me and Rob Bishop, we've worked on a lot of stuff together, and, you know, we do a lot of research and whatnot, and that's pretty much what it's all about. It's about networking. It's about working with our people to get this information out. And, you know, like I said, I try my best to accurately describe these different issues, but we're just being hit at on so many different levels, at so many different angles, with all this news on a daily basis. And that's pretty much what my show focuses on. It focuses on current events. And I know there are shows in the network that focus in on more of the historical events and get into things like the JFK assassination, 9/11, and focus in more on specific issues. But I just try to tackle the current events. And in 1 hour worth of time, it can be daunting to try to accurately describe how much trouble we are in with these particular news stories and how they relate to history and what have you. So I do the best I can, and you know, Rob does a great job on his show. He's got a Sunday show, Rob Bishop, and he actually had an interview with Robert Pastor on this past Sunday, and it was really interesting to listen to that. I heard the last half an hour of his interview with Pastor, and you know, it's unbelievable that man can actually get up there with a straight face and say there is no North American Union. If you can connect the dots, it's obvious what they're doing. But anyway, that's it for the show. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and information pertaining to our fight against the New World Order. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Take care.